share with you. The good news in a nutshell, I have a little item here that was given to me several years ago. Some family members down in Southern California made this, and it is a walnut shell, and it has the story of the gospel. What can the gospel do for you? Well, you can have an eternal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Many of you don't know what the gospel is, and many of you do. So let me just go ahead and share what the good news is. Well, good news is for people that obviously need it, all right? And the reason for that is the first color here, black, represents the darkness of the human heart, the blindness of our mind. We're alienated and separated from God. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of God's glory." God is the only one who's never sinned. You say, well, what is sin? Well, sin is the transgression of law. It's disobeying God. It can be a thought. It can be an action. It can be an omission. And so all men stand in the same need of having their sins forgiven. And there's only one thing that can do that. And that leads us to our next color, which is red. The Bible tells us that it is the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And so what can cleanse us and make us pure in God's sight is the blood of Jesus Christ, and that he bore our sins in his body on the tree. And those who put their faith and trust in what Jesus Christ did for them when he gave his body and blood on the cross, the Bible says that we become the righteousness of God in him, and that's what the white color represents. That we are pure when we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ in our position with God. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says that God made Christ to be sin for us, even though he did not know sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. What a wonderful exchange that we, the sinner, through the blood of Jesus Christ, could be made righteous, righteous as God through what Christ did for us on the cross. Then the responsibility for those who have put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ is to grow. The scripture says in 2 Peter 3:18, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever." Life no longer remains about us. It becomes about giving God glory through what we do. And we try to then be like his son, Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, that's God's great purpose for every Christian, is to walk in such a way that we're conformed to the image of Jesus. And that's what growth is. And then as a growing Christian will understand, they become a serving Christian. The Lord Jesus tells Christians, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light." And so we serve the Lord Jesus Christ by doing good works. And Ephesians 2:8, 9, and 10 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which he has before ordained that we should walk in them." So someone who was a sinner and has believed in the Lord Jesus Christ through his shed blood is made as righteous as God, begins to grow in that relationship with Jesus, and that growth results in service. And we serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And then when all of life is over and we die physically, then one day we will end up in heaven. And I know that the line is not as long as the other one, but this is what the gold color stands for. Jesus said in the Gospel of John chapter 14, "Don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. I am going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also." And so the Bible says, if we die, then we're absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Do you know 100% for certain that you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, based upon not religion or philanthropy or your intellect, but based upon the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleansing us from all sin? trust that you'll know that. If you have any questions, please contact me at pastorbrentsnow@gmail.com. And I trust that you'll receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. God be with you.